Funky Diet. It's actually more of an exercise program than a diet. But Wounded Monkey Weight Loss Exercise Program is too long and complex to make a good title. People who listen to a narration about diets are basically interested in losing weight. And I hope to be able to help people lose weight with this concept. The wounded monkey theory has worked for me. When I graduated from high school, I weighed about 165 pounds. I struggled to keep my weight down without a lot of success. At one point, I got close to 220 pounds. I will be 77 years old in October, and I now weigh 145 pounds, and I eat everything I want. If I gain a little weight, I add a few minutes to my evening exercise session and lose it back. The few people I know of who have tried the wounded monkey approach have had good results. If a monkey gets wounded, he has a problem. He needs to climb trees to eat, and if he can't do that, he might starve to death. So the theory is that monkeys have a metabolic switch that is triggered by not climbing trees. The switch has a normal and a calorie miser setting. In the normal state, a monkey will usually not eat more than he needs to maintain his weight because his appetite will turn off when he gets a sufficient amount of nutrients. In the normal state, if a monkey eats more than he needs, his body will just not digest the extra nutrients and calories. In the calorie miser state, the monkey is hungry all the time, and his body will absorb every nutrient and calorie that passes through his digestive system and turn it into fat. That gives him a better chance of surviving a broken arm or equivalent injury. Glycogen is the sugar that the muscles use for fuel. It is stored in the muscles. If a monkey is not using the glycogen from his muscles, then he is not climbing trees, and his body throws the metabolic switch to calorie miser mode. Since humans are the descendants of monkeys, we still have that metabolic switch, even though it is quite counterproductive in today's environment. Couch potatoes get fat. Lifting weights is a good form of exercise because it uses maximum glycogen in minimum time and affects all the muscles. I stop a particular exercise long before there is any pain. I start to feel a mild burning sensation in my muscles, and that is my signal to stop that exercise and move on to the next one. I'm also careful to not do exercises that stress my joints and ligaments. I think lifting weights or other exercise every morning and evening, just to take some of the glycogen out of the muscles, will keep that metabolic switch in the normal position for most people. If the switch has been in calorie miser mode for a long time, it may take some time to switch it to normal mode. All this probably varies with different people. I spent most of my life in calorie miser mode, and I arrived at the wounded monkey theory through a lot of trial and error. So I don't really know how long it took me to make the switch. I would be happy to have any feedback. Marion McCoskey.